Our final contributor has some recent, very direct experience in public policy making. Jeff Atkins was last year involved part-time in the Secretariat for the Financial System Inquiry. He has more than 30 years experience in the general insurance sector. He's currently a principal at Finity Consulting. Would you please welcome Jeff Atkins?
Thanks, Annabelle. I was a bit horrified when I saw the topic of the session this afternoon. Anyone remember? It's called Raw Insights on Public Policy. I felt much relieved when Annabelle turned up this morning because she can help us cook them into a delightful meal. So I was very lucky to have the opportunity to work 2 days a week last year on the Murray Inquiry, a wonderful tome which has received zero attention in the last 5 months. I don't know if anybody else is depressed about what's been happening in Canberra, but I have to confess that I am. Look, something I have to share with my colleagues. At the end of that inquiry, I got quite a lot of feedback from people saying that of all the external input, of all the various stakeholder input, the input from the actuaries stood out as being the most valued and the most respected. I think they were serious when they said that. There were a few jokers there, but I think this was serious. And it's probably pretty much what you'd expect. They said that the actuaries could get to the nub of the issue. They certainly knew their stuff. But most importantly, they were able to take the public good out there and leave the vested interests and the private interests over there. And they could respect confidentiality. So that was pretty interesting. The actuary's influence, especially on retirement incomes, could not have happened unless I and another actuary called Brad Parry from Canberra had a chance to work in the Secretariat. I don't know how we got an invitation. Perhaps some of those nice things that have been said mean something. So being in the Secretariat, for me, was clearly the first important step. If Brad and I hadn't been in there, I don't know what could have happened. Second thing was being able to spend enough time with the decision makers. So the head of the Secretariat, J-Lo, or John Lonsdale, I shouldn't call him J-Lo in public, and also the committee members, naturally enough. That's not as easy as it sounds. Most of those conversations were actually going to and fro from confidential meetings and round tables. But I guess it's self-evident that unless you can get to the stage where there's a certain amount of respect and confidence in what you're saying, you're not going to get a hearing. Third thing I learned was the power of the pen, because the written material long outlasts all of those discussions. My 78 pages that I drafted for the report ended up at 3 paragraphs. I think the entirety of that report was rewritten about 12 times. I'm a bit impatient, so it didn't sit well with me. And the last thing, it clearly really helps, and it has not happened to me, it may happen to some of my professional colleagues, it really helps if you can stay as the go-to person for questions from the people who are going to stay on the inside, the policy people, political advisers and so forth. That's clearly not going to happen to me, but fortunately, our Actuary of the Year, Peter Martin, and some of the people from the Retirement Incomes Committee will have that opportunity. David asked me about submissions and what worked and what didn't. Well, you guys have already spoken about that. FSI received about over 500. Now, the people in the Secretariat, we reckoned we could tell the difference between those pushing a personal or commercial interest and those putting forward good ideas. Now, we might have been wrong, but we figured we could tell the difference and we acted on that. And the submissions just get things started, because anything that was worthwhile in a submission got followed up with one-on-one conversation or round table to kind of draw it out. So if you send it in your submission and haven't heard anything, don't hold your breath. I got very interested in the whole retirement incomes area. I worked on that for the last 6 months of my time there. I want to share one of my conundrums. We heard a lot of people talking about the lack of policy stability in superannuation and retirement incomes, the super, the tax and the pensions. Very common theme. By the time we sent out the interim report and went around and had some roundtables, I reckon every single stakeholder that we'd spoken to said, yes, it's a serious problem. If super had been around for 100 years, it'd have its own institution. We really need a policy-based institution, independent from politics, that can take a single policy voice with some political independence. It didn't appear in the report. Why not? Well, I don't really know. I wasn't the owner of the report. But I suspect it's because when the government got in and they had that commission of order thing, they said, no new public institutions. That's only my suspicion. I don't know if that's the case. And something else about superannuation, and I might be being completely unfair here, but I reckon one of the reasons that there's more hope than expectation about sensible changes might be because of what I feel like is this kind of cold war between the industry super sector and the retail employer self-managed sector. As I said, I don't know if that's true or not. If it is true, that was barely spoken about during my time at the inquiry. And of course, it's immediately got political implications, hasn't it? It's a classic Labor coalition point of differential. Even if it's only for historical reasons, not for future reasons. So I asked myself the question whether that Cold War should be called out in the public policy arena or not. Don't have an answer. My last contribution is to put out my personal challenge to the actuaries profession after the experience that I had. I quote, "The actuaries want to see long-term decisions that are good for Australia." So that's my challenge to David, our public policy committee, and my professional colleagues. The actuaries want to see long-term decisions that are good for Australia. Thanks.